From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president. Mr. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance the normalization of relations. The U.S. president acknowledged that the two sides continue to have serious differences on democracy and human rights.
Despite the difficulties, we will continue to move forward. We're focused on the future, and I'm absolutely confident that if we stay on this course, we can deliver a better and brighter future for both the Cuban people and the American people.
Mr. Obama is to deliver an address to the Cuban people on Tuesday. The U.S. military says it has set up the first all-American firebase in Iraq since the start of the conflict with the Islamic State group. Carla Babb reports.
The base near the northern Iraqi town of Makmur is part of the U.S.-led coalition's efforts to prepare Iraqi combat forces for the fight to retake Mosul. Firebases generally are temporary encampments intended to provide supportive fire. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says fewer than 200 Marines have deployed to the base to protect U.S. advisors and Iraqis who are stationed at a nearby Iraqi military base. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on 5 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Judge Sylvia Steiner read the verdict.
On the evidence submitted and discussed at trial, and on the entire proceedings, the chamber finds Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo guilty.
The 3-judge panel in The Hague ruled unanimously that Bemba was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out in 2002 and 2003. This is VOA News. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump praised Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East and slammed the Iran nuclear agreement as catastrophic. In his remarks to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Trump slammed what he saw as a pattern of behavior in the current administration unsupportive of Israel.
That pattern practiced by the president and his administration, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is a total disaster, by the way. She and President Obama have treated Israel very, very badly.
Trump vowed to veto any United Nations measure that would impose its will on Israel and said he would move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The World Meteorological Organization reports that in 2015, records were broken regarding the weather. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The World Meteorological Organization reports global warming is occurring at a much faster pace than previously predicted. WMO scientists say the alarming rate of change occurring in the Earth's climate is the result of greenhouse gas emissions and is unprecedented. The report finds global average surface temperatures in 2015 broke previous records by a wide margin, and the streak will continue as January and February of this year set new monthly records. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
4 gunmen launched an attack on a hotel being used as the headquarters for the European Union military force in the Malian capital Bamako. Guards at the hotel killed one of the attackers. The EU mission later released a statement on Twitter saying no personnel were wounded during the violence. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least 6 soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base at Lanta Bur from 2 directions Monday. Officials say several military vehicles were seized in the assault. A Russian court is expected to find a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of 2 Russian journalists in Ukraine. The trial of Nadiya Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political scam. She's set to be sentenced Tuesday after the court hands down its decision. Belgian prosecutors have identified a man suspected of being an accomplice to the shooters in last year's Paris terrorist attacks. The federal prosecutor's office says Najim Lachrouali traveled to the Austria-Hungary border in September with suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam was captured during a raid in Brussels last week. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.